بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I am sharing a picture I took this morning at Fajr in almost complete darkness, just before dawn, just as you see the horizon. And you can see this light is starting to strengthen on the horizon. And as we know, after every night there is a day, and we know that after every hardship there is ease, ba'd al-usri yusra and ma'al usri yusra. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used both of these phrases in the Quran. There is ease after hardship, and there is ease with hardship. Today we are living in, I know it's easy to get into a negative perspective or negative spin on the goings on in the world. And so, for example, right now we are sitting here, you know, holding our breaths about the American presidential election. and until the winner is decided, we don't know who that will be. And similarly, in other parts of the world, we see all kinds of changes happening. And I can probably say that, I won't say that all the changes are negative, but I can say that it appears as if the negative is more than the positive, number one. Number two, that it seems that it is possible and quite easy to allow yourself to wash away in the flow of that negativity, if you allow yourself to do that. That's why I'm saying allow yourself. Remember that live fish always swim against the current. It's only dead fish that go with the current. So anyone who is going with the current, or who is advocating going with the current, should ask whether they are live or dead. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'ah. Allah said that Allah does not give taklif, Allah does not give hardship to anyone more than what they can bear. So even where we look at conditions, be those global or universal or societal or collective conditions, or whether we look at conditions in our own lives, these may have to do with our families, these may have to do with our health, it may have to do with our economic well-being, it may have to do with our children, our parents, our spouses, whatever. Individual personal conditions, whether these are personal conditions or conditions of the environment, we must remember this thing, that Allah said He will not give more than we can bear. He will not give pain, He will not give suffering, He will not give taklif, hardship, more than we can bear. The issue is that we don't know how much we can bear. And that's why, you know, there's a wonderful quote, I've forgotten now whose it was, but I use it all the time, and that is, nobody ever knows the best that they can do. Nobody ever knows the best that they can do. And I am witness to that in my own life, and I am witness to that in the lives of others. People start doing things and they themselves realize, oh wow, I'm doing this, I didn't realize I could do it. And that is the reality of life, which is that we don't know what is the best that we can do. And so we must remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wa huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. He is with you wherever you are. So this is a very important thing for us to remember, that Allah is with me wherever I am. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised me that He is not going to give me anything more than I can bear. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that after every hardship there is ease. And he also, in addition to that, he said, with hardship there is ease. Now think about this and say, after hardship there is ease. Yes, okay, we can understand that. After hardship, nothing lasts forever, neither good nor bad. So therefore, hardship also will not last forever. And after the hardship, there will be ease. But what is the ease with the hardship? What is the ease with the hardship? You know what struck me, and I am not saying that this is, within quotes, the tafsir of this ayat. This is what is in my heart. And that is, that just think about this, that when for a believer, for a Muslim, if something hurts you, what is the first sound that comes out of your mouth? You say, Allah, Allah, Allah. You know, I mean, in the taklif, in the pain, you say, Allah. My mother, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her Jannatul Firdaus without hisab, inshallah, and my father as well. I remember from my earliest childhood, as a little boy, if I hit my, stub my toe, or, you know, usually that's what it was, you stub your toe, or you fall and you scrape your knee or something, I wanted to cry, or I wanted to, you know, say anything, my mother immediately would say, dua karo, dua karo, dua karo. She would say, make dua, make dua, make dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts duas of a person who is in pain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts duas of a person who is in difficulty, in hardship. Now think about that. We don't ask for hardship. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always for ease. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, along with the hardship, is opening the door of his dua, of his acceptance of dua, right? If among the times of acceptance of dua is a time of hardship, then imagine, I mean, as I told you, you would not and you should not ask for hardship. But then it puts a different perspective on hardship. Then you understand the meaning of ma'al usri yusra. That with the difficulty, there is ease. What is ease? Ease is to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the moment you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the exhaustion, all the pain, all the suffering, all the difficulty, everything falls away from your shoulders, falls away from your back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed surah Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak alladhi anqadha dhahraka wa rafa'na laka dhikrak fa inna ma'al usri yusran. And he repeated, wa inna ma'al usri yusran fa idha faraghta fanzur ila rabbika faraghba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned and revealed this surah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his time of hardship, for to give him relief in his time of hardship. And there is no hardship which is more, and no suffering which is more than that which was endured by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that all the anbiya were tested, but no one was tested more than I was tested. He said all the anbiya had difficulties, no one had more difficulty than I had difficulty. So this is a part of life, and to understand that difficulty is not something that comes only to you or me. Difficulty is something which comes to everybody, including the Anbiya alayhimus salam. And on the other side, difficulty is something that even comes to those who do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with them, the difficulty is double, because the relief is not there. Because if they don't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how do they get relief? Because as I told you, the relief comes from the belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It comes from connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of pain. And the one who does not believe in Allah, he is deprived of this, right? He has deprived himself of this, of not being able to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at them and say, look, if that one can suffer whatever is happening to him, even though he's not connected with Allah, for me, this should be easy, right? This should be easy. Unless, of course, my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so weak. But then that's also an opportunity now to improve that connection and to make it stronger, inshallah. We ask Allah for that. So my brothers and sisters, today as we are in the world, wherever we are, whichever country we are, may Allah save us and save the Muslims from themselves and from hardship. And I'm saying themselves, and I'll elaborate that in the next reminder, inshallah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also does not send any difficulty unless we do it for ourselves. Allahu la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. Allah said Allah does not change the good condition of a people into a bad condition. Allah does not send difficulties. Allah does not send calamities until people do it themselves. Right? They bring about those calamities for themselves. And this is the so famous ayah. Unfortunately, this ayah is misquoted all the time in the opposite sense. That's not the meaning of the meaning of this ayah is what I told you. But with similar meaning, there are other ayat in the Quran as well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about people, and Allah said that they had it good. Everything was going good for them. If they had just left it like that, they would have continued in goodness, but they didn't. They had to go and sink their own boat. So that is why it's very important for us to keep this in mind. Never lose hope. Because when you are calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are calling on the one who can change any condition, any way he wants. And therefore, never ever lose hope. Never say, oh my God, you know, this happened. What? Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen which Allah did not ordain, which Allah did not want to happen. And if you are connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, whatever happens will happen in your favor. It will happen in a way which is good for you. So always, always, always be positive. Always look at what can I do and do it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.